بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we begin with some brief review from yesterday's class. And we discussed some important benefits with regards to remembering the good that people have done for us. Who can mention something from those benefits? What was the benefit about that we learned? How did we come to this benefit? You have to be good. People who do nice things to you have to remember that.
To talk with good speech.
MashaAllah, to your parents. But why? What? How did we get there to that point? Because the mom, she did so many things for you. Carrying you on her belly. Helping to get you out of the belly. Breastfeeding you and taking care of you and clothing and cleaning you and everything. All these good things that the did for you. So now that you're big, what should you do?
Help her.
You help her. Yeah, you don't forget those good things. You remember. You remember those good things. You have to remember those good things that she's done for you. And you have to show thanks to Allah and also be thankful to your parents, especially your mom. Because she did so many good things for you. And the people who do good things for us, we don't forget that. We should not forget those things. This is the point from yesterday's class. And this is a very important point. And this is from the manners of a type of person. A believer that has a specific trait. What was that trait called? And what is that believer that's described with that trait called?
Kareem.
Ahsanti. Allahumma barik. He's Kareem. Al-Mu'min al-Kareem. Naam, he's Kareem. He's described, he has al-Karam. Naam, al-Karam. And some people think that Karam, it only means to be generous with wealth. But that's only one aspect of Karam. But in reality, Karam and nobility and honor. And this word, the one who was described with that is called Kareem. And he's the one that has many, many beneficial and beautiful and nice characteristics and traits. Not just one. Being generous with wealth is one way to have karam. But the one who is truly kareem is the one who has many nice and good attributes and good characteristics and good traits. And from those good traits of the person who is kareem is that he does not forget the good that people have done for him. That he does not forget the good things that other people have done for them. And we know that nobody is perfect and everybody has deficiencies. And sometimes our parents or our brothers and sisters or even our friends will do some things that maybe we don't like or we didn't think that it's good or we don't agree with. Sometimes this will happen from our loved ones and from our friends and companions. So we shouldn't let these things that occur one time or two times or they occur sometimes cause us to forget all of the good things that they have done for us and all of the good things that they have put forward on our behalf for our benefit and the likes like this. So this is the way of the noble and the honorable believer that he remembers the goods that others have done for him. Likewise, what is the opposite of al-karam and the opposite of the one who is considered kareem? The opposite of that. La'im. La'im. Naam. The opposite of kareem is la'im. Alhamdu billah. And the opposite of karam is al-lu'um. Al-lu'um. Naam. And this is the contrary to that. Yani the opposite. Yani acts. So that means that this is a person who has many foul and bad traits. And the translation of that word la'im sometimes means despicable and lowly. But somebody who is considered despicable and lowly is somebody who has a whole bunch of bad traits. Not somebody who just has like a couple of bad manners. And sometimes you don't call him la'im. But the one who has many bad and lowly traits and he's just no good person, they call him Naim. He's very blameworthy and he's not nice and he has so many bad characteristics. From the bad characteristics of Naim is that he does not remember the good that others have done for him. That he forgets somebody would do good and do nice, be so nice to him and help him and provide for him and give him money. And in the end, he doesn't even show thanks and he doesn't even care. And then he says bad things about that person. What was the example that we made yesterday of that La'im person? What was the example? Somebody spending on him and giving him money and feeding him and providing for him and doing all and giving him so much money and helping him all the time with money. And then in the end, what does he say about that man? You're stingy. He's stingy. So-and-so's greedy. He doesn't ever spend. Oh, he's so tight. Like this on his pocket. Like he says this and this man's spending and giving him money and buying him food and clothes and helping him and all of these good things like this all the time, providing for him. And then what does he say about him? Oh, he's stingy. He's greedy. This is an example of somebody who is la'im. Now, he doesn't remember the good that a person has done for them. He doesn't remember all the good things that somebody has done for him. So we don't want to be like that. And this is a very, very great lesson that we see with regards to the issue of the mother. Ummak, ummak, ummak. Your mother, your mother, your mother. Man abar, ya Rasulullah. Who should I be obedient and nice to? Who should I be kind to? Your mother. And then who? Your mother. And then who? Your mother. Because of all of these things she has done. So we don't want to forget that. We don't want to forget those things. And if she gets old, then what do we do for her? And you're alive, huh? This is opportunity for a believer to draw near to Allah. Now, to help her, to be nice to her, to be kind to her, to be beneficial for her, to take care of her, just as she took care of you in this manner like this. Okay? This is the benefit from yesterday. What is the benefit from yesterday? Who can remind me? Summarize. Just a few words.
To be grateful.
Ahsan, to be grateful. Naam, to be grateful to your parents. That's right. And this is what Allah has commanded us. Naam. And ishkur li wa li walidayka ilayya al-masir. To be thankful to me, to be grateful to me, Allah says to him, and to your parents, and to him is the return. Meaning that whatever that we do, we're going to be held accountable. And from those things that we're held accountable for, is our manners and our conduct and our dealings with our parents. Naam, anishkur li wa liwalidayka ilayya al-masir. Naam, so we have to be thankful to Allah first and foremost. How do we be thankful to Allah? What is the main issue and the main point of being thankful to Allah? Anybody can chat? Text on the chat? Hurry, hurry, get the answer before they text. Oh, they're going to beat you. Somebody's going to beat you. You better text before they get it. Somebody. The main way to be thankful to Allah. To be grateful to Allah. What is the first step to be grateful to Allah?
To worship Him.
To worship Him and?
And to.
And who else?
Pray.
Nobody else. To worship Him alone. Naam, to worship Him. MashaAllah, we have somebody, I think you guys got tied. Naam, aywa, that's the next step. Oh, somebody got the next step. Maybe that's, I think I know who that might be. After that, the first step in being thankful and grateful to Allah is to worship Him alone. To worship Him alone, nobody else. And then after that, to use His blessings to obey Him. To use His blessings to obey Him. And not to disobey Him. Somebody has eyes. Is that a blessing?
Yes.
Okay, what if he looks at haram stuff? Is that being thankful?
No.
Oh, that's not thankful. That's unthankful. That's what's that called? Being ungrateful. So, does somebody have ears? Do you have ears? Is that a blessing?
Yes.
Is listening to haram things that Allah does not like and did not allow for us to listen to, is that being grateful? Is that showing thanks for our ears? No, we should be cautious, because if not, Allah can take the hearing away from the people and also the eyes. Now, and the best blessing that we have is the blessing of Islam. So we do not want to do anything to put our Islam in danger. Naam, and that means that we obey Allah. And that means that we obey His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. طيب, how do you show thanks to your parents? And اشكر لي ولوالديك. Showing thanks to your parents. Talking back to them. Raising your voice to them. Talking to them like they don't know anything. Thinking that you know better than them. Is this showing thanks? No, that's not. Sometimes some kids, they do that. That's not a good way. It's not a good way. To obey them, to be nice to them, to be kind to them, to do the things that they ask you in a good manner. Especially if they ask you to do something good, like pray and make wudu and worship Allah alone, and cover yourself properly, and the likes like this. All of these things, there's very good things that Allah loves. So if your parents command you to do that and they ask you to do that, especially if they say it in a good way, لو سمحت توضعي استعدي للصلاة. Barakallah fiki. Can you please go make wudu? Can you get prepared for salah? May Allah bless you. What some kids, I have wudu. At Isha, and they say they have wudu from Fajr. Some kids, they have wudu all day long. Somehow kids are able to do that. I don't know how this is. Wallahu alam about that wudu. But if your parents tell you to make wudu, is making wudu haram? If you already have wudu, does that mean you don't have to make wudu?
No.
That means you still should make wudu even then. Or if you already have wudu, what is one way you can do? What can you say? I already have wudu. أنا متوضع. قد وضعت. قد وضعت. Like that? That's nice?
No,
right now you're looking at me like that's not nice, but sometimes kids do stuff like that. What should they say? عفواً أبي الحمد لله أنا على الوضوء عفواً أبي قد وضعت سابقاً ما زال عندي أو ما زلت على الوضوء. I still have wudu from before. عفواً, I know you told me to make wudu, but I still have wudu. Inshallah, I'm good. Okay, like this. Not already have wudu. I don't need to make wudu. What are you talking about? That's not a good way. طيب. Okay. So far we have seen the chapter Birr Walidain, that we have to obey the parents in general. And then Imam Bukhari, he has mentioned all after that the obligation of the parent, of the mother. And this is also similar to what Allah has mentioned in His book in the same manner, like this. The right of the parents, and then specifically the mother and her great right, which is even greater than that of the father. But that does not mean that the right of the father is not important. It doesn't mean that the right of the father is not important. The right of the father is very important. And it takes precedence over the right of others. And because of this, after this chapter, Al-Imam al-Bukhari, what did he mention? Babu Bir al-Ab. Bab Bir al-Ab. Now the chapter with regards to obeying and being nice and kind to your father. Who knows a proof for this? Do you have to be kind and obey your father? What dalil? What dalil? Who knows a proof for that? Think about the proofs we have studied so far. There's a general proof in the Quran that we have talked about, Surah Luqman and Surah Al-Ahqaf. And another general proof, رِضَى الرَّبِّ فِرِضَى الْوَادِدْ. Even we can mention that specific if we didn't understand the word wadid in a general sense. Also, there's another narration that we studied. What was it? A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ أَبَرْ. What did he say? Who should I be nice to? What did he say sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Your mother.
And then who?
Your mother.
And then who?
Your mother.
And then who?
Your father.
Oh, your father. Oh, this is the proof. And then your father. And then your father. So like this, Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned a narration of Abi Hurairah, radiyallahu anhu. He mentioned a narration of Abi Hurairah, radiyallahu anhu. And he said that it was mentioned to the O Messenger of Allah. قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ أَبَرْ قَالَ أُمَّكَ قَالَ ثُمَّ مَنْ قَالَ أُمَّكَ قَالَ ثُمَّ مَنْ قَالَ أُمَّكَ قَالَ ثُمَّ مَنْ قَالَ أَبَاكَ. And this narration by Abi Hurairah رضي الله عنه هو متفق عليه. ما معنى المتفق عليه من الأحاديث؟ ما معنى المتفق عليه من الأحاديث؟ ما رواه البخاري ومسلم في صحيحيهما. نعم أحسنتي. اللهم بارك. طيب, so this narration is متفق عليه. Also in الأدب المفرد, but also it's also in صحيح البخاري and صحيح مسلم. So Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, similar like what was narrated from Muawiyah ibn Hayda رحمه الله, the previous narration, a man came and he said, or somebody said, O Messenger of Allah, who should I be nice to? Who should I be obedient to and kind to? He said, your mother. And then who? Your mother. And then who? Your mother. Three times. And then who? Your father. After that, even after the mother, he didn't say, and then who? Oh, your friend. And then who? Oh, your companion. And then who? Oh, your neighbor. And then who? Your uncle. And then who, man? And then who? Thumma man? Abak. Your father. Your father. So this is an indication that the father, after the right of the mother, he has the most right for your kindness and for your good manners and for you to be nice to and for him to be obeyed. He is very important with regards to this. Now, also, it was narrated from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu that a man came. أتى الرجل النبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ما تأمروني. He said, O Messenger of Allah, what do you command me to do? What do you command me to do? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Birra ummak. Obey and be nice to your mom. Thumma aada. And then the man came back, he said it again. So the, what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him now? Birra ummak. Be nice to your parent. Be kind and nice to your mom. And then the man, he came back again. O Messenger of Allah, who should I be kind and nice to? Huh? He said, what do you command me to do? He came three times. On the third time, he said, Birra ummak, be nice to your mom. Be obedient and kind to your mom. And then he came back for the fourth time. He said, yeah, Messenger of Allah, what do you command me to do? What did he say?
He said,
Birra abak. Be nice and kind to your dad. Be nice and kind to your dad. This is very important. He came four times, and every time the Prophet said, what do you command me to do? In this particular situation, he didn't say, I command you to worship Allah alone. I command you to establish salah. Do we have to worship Allah alone? That's important, sah. That's the most important. We have to make salah, sah. Oh, but there's an indication here that some people, they're tried with certain affairs. Huh? So somebody, for example, who is known, he's bad and mean to his mom and dad. Whenever he asks, what should I do? You focus on the issue that he has a problem with. So what should I do? Oh, you should be nice to your mom. Because he's not nice to his mom. So if somebody is known that he's not nice to his mom, then what do you tell him? Be nice to your mom, be nice to your mom, be nice to your mom, be nice to your mom. Obey your father too. What else should I do? This is what you need to focus on. What else should I do? No, this is what you got to focus on, because this is the part where you're having a big problem. Now maybe he prays, maybe he's good, alhamdulillah, but he just is rude to his parents. So therefore we have to focus on this affair. And like this, there was a man, he came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Awsini, give me some advice. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taghdab, don't get mad. He said, okay, give me some more advice. He said, La taghdab, don't get mad, three times. Don't get mad, don't get mad, don't get mad. So the scholars, they mentioned that probably that because this person here, he had an anger problem. So this is his issue. He gets mad. So he's advised more than one time. You focus on this. Don't get mad. So for us, especially in these days, what do we need to focus on? First and foremost, worshiping Allah alone. And establishing the rights of Allah. But also, birra ummak. Birra ummak. Birra ummak. To obey your mother. And be nice to your mother. And be kind to your mother. And then also, birra abak. And also to be kind and nice to your father. Do you know that your father, he goes through much hardship to take care of you and to provide for you and to make you smile and to keep you happy and to have nice clothes for you, and to have nice food for you. And the life's like this. And many fathers, they work very hard, and they have to go out into the world, and they deal with all different types of people, and they go through all different types of hardship in order to earn a living. And some jobs are hard and difficult, and they face much hardship and trial just to get a paycheck. And then whenever they get a paycheck, they come and they spend so much of it on their children, on their clothing, and to make them happy and to make them smile. And the children, they have no idea that their food costs money, and that their shoes cost money, and that their toys cost money, and that internet costs money, and that devices cost money. And the father, he's the one who's working so hard in order to provide that for them. And maybe they forget about that. Maybe they forget about that. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's reminding us about this. Our fathers, they do so many good things for us, huh? And they provide for us and they take care of us, and they help the mother to fulfill her obligations, and they also keep the order of the house and keep the things in regulation. And so many times the kids get out of control, and the mom is trying so hard, and then the father, he just comes and puts everything in order like that in just a few minutes by the permission of Allah. Alhamdulillah, because the father, he has authority and he has respect that is owed to him and deserved, that Allah has given him. The father, a back. Now you have to obey your father. Now he takes care of you, he provides for you. Now he spends on you, he makes sure you're safe by the permission of Allah. He gives you a home that is safe, and he keeps you protected by the permission of Allah. Then what about if your father, he teaches you and sits with you and the likes like this even more? Alhamdulillah. Naam. This is something that requires for us to be thankful and for us to be grateful. First to Allah, because some people, they don't have fathers. And other people, their fathers are mean and rude. And some people, their fathers don't even care to teach them or anything. And if we have a father who is nice to us and takes care of us, this is a blessing from Allah. This is a blessing from Allah. As I mentioned, some people, they don't even have fathers. Like who? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never met his father. Huh? So if we have a father who takes care of us and he provides for us, this is a blessing from Allah. And also, we have to be nice to him and thankful. Now, be nice to him and thankful. It has been narrated from the Hadith of Jabir, radiallahu anhu, collected by Ibn Majah, that there was a man, أَنَّ رَجُلًا قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِنَّ لِي مَالًا وَوَرَدًا وَإِنَّ أَبِي يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَجْتَاحَ مَالِي. He said, O Messenger of Allah, verily I have some wealth, I have some money, and I have children. And my father, he is using up my money. This man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's complaining about his father. That's not nice. He's complaining about his father. He said, I have money and I have children that I have to provide for. And my father, he's using up my money. He's using up my money. I have to spend on him, and he's taking my money for his needs. And this is a problem. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about that? What do you think he said? Tell your father to fear Allah. What is he? How he can't use your money? You have a child, you have to take it. Well, he didn't say that. You know what he said? Huh? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anta wa maluka li abika. You and your money belongs to your father. Huh? You and your money belongs to your father. Huh? This doesn't mean that the father can oppress the child and take the child's money and rifle. But this is an indication of the great right of the father. You belong to your father. Now, you belong to your father. And your money likewise. Just because your father, he raised you and took care of you and provided for you and did so many nice things for you, now you're going to get big and act like you're going to leave him and not care about him, and he's in need, and maybe he's having a hard time financially, and you have money. No, you have to help him. So this hadith is understood with some conditions, meaning it's not permissible, for example, for the father to take the money that the child needs for his survival. Like, for example, the child only has one car to do his chores and to get money with, and the father says, give me that car. أنت ومالك لأبيك. لا, that's not the right understanding, because this is something that's going to harm the child. But if the child has some money and the father needs help, the child has to take care of him and provide for him and look out for him, even if it costs him money. He has to spend on him. Naam, and this is something that's an obligation. Likewise, it's not permissible. We shouldn't misunderstand the narration for the father, for example, to go to one child and say, give me your money. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you and your money is for your father. I'm your father, let me have your money. And he wants to take that money to go spend on another child of his. Oh, that's not nice. Huh? To take one kid's money and then to spend it on another kid, that's not permissible. So this is not the understanding of the hadith. But the understanding of the hadith that we want to benefit from is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned the great right of the father. Naam, and the great honor of the father. Just as he spent on you, you have to spend on him whenever he gets old, if he needs it. If he needs it, you have to take care of him. You have to take care of him. Naam, so this is the right of our parents, that Islam is the upright deen, and Islam is the good way. And Islam has given us clarification and details and shown the rights of all of mankind and all of the people and how to deal with them in the best way. And from the first people that we have to deal with in a good manner is our mother and our father, because they did so many good things for us. And from the good ways that we deal with them is that we talk to them nicely, and that we obey them whenever they ask us to do stuff, and that we treat them with good manners, and that we're kind to them and patient with them, and that we give them our money and we spend on them, and that we say nice words to them, and we make them happy. And if you have a chance to make your mother smile, this is a great reward. But how do you get the reward for making your mother smile? What's the first thing you have to do? You have to do it for the sake of Allah. You have to remember that Allah, He loves for the children to be obedient to their parents and nice to them. And you have to remember that if you make your mom happy and your dad happy, that Allah will be pleased with you. And then you do it for that reason. And you make your mom smile. And you make her laugh. You tell her, for example, like this. Ya Umi, guess what? You know what? I want to tell you something. I have a very important thing to tell you. And she's thinking that you're going to tell her about the something happened outside, or something's going on here with your sister. And you say, she's like, what happened? And then what do you say to her? Uhibbuki fillah ya ummi. I love you for the sake of Allah. You know what happened? You know what, ummi? You know what happened, Abby? He's going to say, what happened? So I love you. I love you. Jazakallah khairah for teaching me. Jazakallah khair for being nice to me. Jazakallah khair for buying me some clothes. Jazakallah khair for taking care of me. Like this. And you make them smile and you make them laugh. And this is good for you. What about the one who does the other thing? The one who makes ummi cry. That's not nice. That's bad. What about making Abby cry? That's not nice. That's bad. So we don't want to do that. So we want to follow the Quran and the Sunnah. And that means that we have to make Ummi and Abi smile and laugh and not make them cry. There was a man who came all the way to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and traveled, and he wanted to fight the mushrikeen with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he wanted to defend the Prophet, and he wanted to battle and with the companions. And he left his parents and he traveled all the way to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whenever he got there, he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I came to give an allegiance to you and to fight with you and to help you. But I even left my parents way back home, and they're crying. He's saying that to express how much effort and how eager he was to help the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said? He said, "Irji ilayhima wa adhikhuma kama abkaytahuma." Go back to them, your parents, and make them laugh the same way you made them cry. Meaning, we accept your allegiance and you're good, alhamdulillah, but don't fight with us. You rather go back and make your parents laugh. You made them cry. You came all the way here. Go all the way back and you make them laugh. Very important to make your parents laugh and to make them smile. For the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah give us success to apply what we have learned, and to make the knowledge that we have learned and studied together a proof for us, and not a proof against us. And may Allah fill our hearts with the light of Iman, and beneficial knowledge, and certainty, and yaqeen. And may Allah facilitate for us the means to do good, and to cause us to be upright all the way until we meet Him. And may Allah make us from those who establish the prayer, and from those who worship Him alone. And may Allah put the love of Allah in our hearts, and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And may Allah guide and help our parents, and all of the Muslim parents who have died. May Allah forgive them, and have mercy on them, and raise their ranks. And those parents from the Muslims that are not Muslim, may Allah guide them and open their heart to Islam. And may Allah forgive all of us, and accept our efforts together in studying, and give us a good ending. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.